Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Sometimes when a loved one tries to prepare us for the worst, we close our ears because we don't want to hear it. We want to stay in denial. It's awfully hard to wrap our heads around the fact that something bad is going to happen, even when we're forewarned. That was the case with the disciples as they followed Jesus. Jesus told them over and over again, I'm going to be crucified. And I think if they were moderns, they would have shut their ears and gone, la, 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 la. Don't want to hear that. Reminds me of one time when I had a dear friend who was very sick. He had had many health crises. And one time he was in the hospital and I had visited with him. And he seemed to be doing okay, but the next day he crashed. He went completely downhill. And even though he had a living will, even though he had said, my time is near, nobody wanted to believe him. So when I walked into the hospital room, he was on full life support. And I was so alarmed because I knew his wife was going to visit and she had no idea how badly off he was. So I rushed over to her house and I said, you're going to have to say goodbye. And I told her as gently as I could in what shape her husband was in. And so we talked all the way to the hospital, and I'm trying to prepare her for the worst. And she goes into the room to see her husband, her dear husband, unresponsive and hooked up to all these machines. And so I brought her to his side so that she could say goodbye. And she said, Joe, get up! Wake up! And over and over and over again. And I thought she was going to shake him, and I thought that would not have been a good idea because all the alarms would have gone off. It didn't get better. I stayed with her for a while trying to show her that this is not the way Joe wanted to leave this earth and that we needed to let him go. The health professionals around her said the same thing. There is not another thing we can do for Joe. Let him go. And when he died, she said, bring him back. And they did four times. And fortunately, at the very end, he left. And I had a feeling of him standing there saying, not coming back. So I can understand, although Jesus kept saying, I'm going to be executed, this is what is going to happen, that they were caught unawares. And so he was executed. And I want to talk about those women that went to the tomb that day. There were two women that were named in particular, Mary Magdalene and Joanna, and these were women of high birth. These were women who took care of Jesus so he could take care of others. When we think of Jesus, we think of him giving out all the time and that he was the one who healed and he was the one who took care of people. But these women were his backbone and they took care of him. And when the worst happened, when the thing that they did not want to believe was happening, rather than staying home, which they could have, and saying, you know, I'd rather remember him as he was. I don't want to see him like this. Those brave women stood at the foot of the cross watching to bear witness, to be with him. Even though they could not save him, they were going to be present with them. What courage, what backbone they had. And beyond that, they spied out where they had laid him in the tomb. And they determined that they were going to go and do what was needful for him to put spices around his body and to do that one last labor of love. It's no wonder that God rewarded them with the resurrection story, the very first people to witness the open tomb and the empty tomb were those women. What courage they had. And it reminds us that when there's darkness, when we can't wrap our heads around some of the awful things that happen, that it is not up to us to turn tail and run and say, well, all is lost, but for us to bear witness and sometimes to be with people in their darkest hour. The women did that. They showed great courage. And of course, when they saw the angel said, well, don't you remember that he said the Son of Man must be crucified and then rise again? Well, I'm sure every time they heard that, they probably, A, thought it was a metaphor and had no clue what he was talking about. And sometimes in the darkness, when we hear terrible things and see terrible things, we cannot hear the rest of the story. And the rest of the story was, he will rise again. And so when they said, you remember he said that? Oh, yes, now we remember. And they ran back to the disciples and told them, and the guys all looked at them like, you crazy ladies. You know, you might have been in the sun to a minute. You're hysterical. It was idle tales to them. I won't go on with my feminist stuff here. You all get the message. Yeah, can't believe those girls. Except for one, Peter at least ran to look for himself. Only one out of the group. And it reminds us that our belief system has nothing to do with the reality. Sometimes we are so individualistic in our beliefs that we think if I don't believe it, it can't be true. Or don't confuse me with the facts, my mind is made up. It didn't matter that the disciples didn't believe because it already had happened. Fortunately, Jesus educated them later. And the word is, blessed are those who don't see and believe. Sometimes in the darkness of our world, we cannot believe that anything good can come out of darkness. Sometimes in the violence of our world, we cannot believe that peace can reign. Sometimes in death, we cannot see life. But the resurrection tells us that there is always life after death. There's always possibilities after our dreams are crushed. There's always hope, even in despair. That's what the resurrection means for me today. Jesus lives so that every day, even when the day is gloomy, even when I don't think anything good is going to come out of this day, I can be assured that life is somewhere. It might not be right in front of me, but it's right around the corner. The angel said, remember what he told you? He's alive. And each day we celebrate this side of Easter, the resurrection. Remember what he said. Life is just around the corner. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the tenacity of those women that early Easter day. We thank you for the love that drove them to that grave. And we thank you for the life that they encountered. We ask that you would plant new life within us as we seek to be your children. In Jesus' name, amen.